So I'm really open-minded at this stage. As I said, it's a real reset. I want to be able to feel the leadership, look at it, view it, celebrate it and analyse it. So at the moment, really open.
Brendan Bolton there, talking about the leadership group reset at the Blues. Stop messing around. Ox, Zach Toohey, we love him. He's a Carlton defender and he's joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Zach.
G'day, guys. How are
you? Yeah, we're well. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. Brendan Bolton speaking there about the leadership group. And when he was saying that, Zach, a lot of us in the media, we thought, what the hell is he talking about? There is no way in the world Mark Murphy is leaving that position. When you hear it now and you've seen Brendan Bolton at work, what do you think? I mean, is it going to be a change or do you think he's actually all genuine and there could be?
Now, look, I think I've no doubt in my mind Mark Murphy has been the best captain this club's had at available to them over the last couple of years. And the way he's come on, in even the last 2 or 3 years, I'd be very surprised if he wasn't leading the club going forward. But I guess what Bolton is trying to say is we're going to look for a lot of leaders in the club, and he's open to guys stepping up to different roles. But I'm certainly very happy with Skip where he is.
Oh, look, I reckon it's a great move by the coach because what it does, it puts... gives everybody an opportunity to step up and gives everybody an opportunity to prove that they are a leader of the club. Is that how it's felt around the club, Zach?
Yeah, it is. And look, it's been a tough couple of years and there's been a lot of change this year. It hasn't been, there's been a lot of new information. And the way Bolt has gone about it is he's trying to get as dense a leadership group of players as he can possibly get. He wants leadership kind of density right throughout the club. It's been really positive so far. It's only been a few weeks in, but it's a really exciting place to be all of a sudden. It's nice.
Zach, if Brendan Bolton said, Zach, we want you to be captain, do you put your hand up?
Oh, man, I think he'd get the sack if he was pushing for that.
That's a good answer.
Look, every player wants to lead, and I'll try my best and lead as well as I can, but I don't think I'll be getting the call up.
So many new faces at the club, Zach. What's it like?
Yeah, it's really different. It's certainly the biggest change I've experienced in 6 or 7 years. It's been pretty much a restart, if you like. And look, I'll try my best to steer clear of cliches, but it is refreshing and it's different and it's exciting again. And all, you know.
Oh, Zach, we've lost you. Hang on, just step near the window, Zach, or hold your phone near your window because you're just cutting in and out.
Yeah, I'm actually in the car, guys, so if you just bear with me.
No, it's all right. No, we've lost him again.
Yeah, we'll get a new line. We need to get the bad phone.
Well, I don't think he's only got one phone in the car, so it might be difficult to get a new line coming out of there.
No, he'll pull over. He's going to pull over.
He'll pull over. You know, I'm just looking at his... it's his birthday on Thursday.
How old?
He's going to be 26, born in 1989.
What's the 10th of the 12th, Thursday.
It's the 10th of the 12th is his birthday.
Well done, Zach.
So he's right in the zone, really, for leadership.
Oh, he's
and
in
all
prime. He's prime time.
We got you back? No, not yet. We'll get him back in a tick. Yeah, with all the new names and the guns, Ox, you know, the guns down at the footy club.
Hey, Carlton.
And all the new, and all the new names, you know, some of the bigger and better players.
How many guns have Carlton got?
Well, look, we can be fair dinkum or we can mess around, right? If you're talking
about... What do you mean? This is a fair dinkum question.
Cripps is a gun, right? Cripps is a gun. Mark Murphy's a gun. Bryce Gibbs is a gun.
Zach Toohey a gun?
Yeah, I reckon Zach Toohey's a gun. Is he there?
You there, Zach?
Yeah, I'm back, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, you've pulled over. Well done.
That's much better, Zach. Much better.
Zach, the mood of pre-season. Marco was just alluded to it. With so many young faces there, is it fresh? Is it exhilarating? I do understand that your training loads are pretty high at the moment. You're going to do a lot more work on the track than you have been doing.
Yeah, and I guess the biggest change has been the schedule is just so thorough because of all the new information we're trying to take on board. So while it has been reinvigorated by so many new faces, that's not really the biggest change. It's just been we've got so many new coaches trying to bring their own kind of style and. And there's a lot of learning. There's a far much more learning than even I had early in my career. So, yeah, it is. It's a pretty good place to be.
And what about the game plan, Zach? I mean, how big a change? I mean, you had Mick Malthouse at the start of last year. Another coach. Now you've got Brendan Bolton coming in, trying to stamp his authority and teach you a way of playing that suits his eye. How's that going to be with all the new fellas there?
Yeah, look, it's going to take time. It is going to take time because it's been a pretty big change so far. But I think a change is kind of what we needed. And as I said, I mean, we're gonna make mistakes once we start playing games. But that's the best tool you have to learn. So, yeah, it has been a big change. I remember saying that, you know, when Mick came along, that he wasn't trying to reinvent the wheel. But we've pretty much taken it all down and started from scratch this time around. So it has been a significant change around the club.
Brendan Bolton, we talk to him regularly. He's a very happy, really good bloke to speak to.
Where are you going with this?
I want to know what he's like behind closed doors. Does he actually get a little bit angry? Does he get really snarly? How does he go about with the boys?
No, well, we haven't lost yet, so I'm not quite sure. But
it's a good start.
He certainly speaks. He speaks very passionately, and he speaks very well. And you know, he loves to teach, and he kind of, you can tell when he addresses the team as a whole that he's just how much it means to him, and which isn't to say that wasn't the case for guys in the past, but it is nice to see a kind of first time senior coach kind of have that fresh attitude towards footy. So it's, we haven't seen him give out too many sprays yet, but I'm sure he's got them ready.
Now, Zach, I want you to put one of your teammates in, all right? Which one of them does the best Brendan Bolton impersonation so far? Who's got it down? Who's got it down?
Okay, all right. So I haven't seen too many guys attempted yet, but Daisy seems to be the kind of club clown a little bit. So if the one comes along, it's probably going to be him doing it.
Hey, how's Daisy going, by the way? I mean, he's had his troubles since he's been at the Blues. How's he looking?
He's looking really good. Obviously, he got off to a pretty shocking start last season. But, he's looking really good at the minute. And he's one of any number of players who seem to just be reinvigorated. And he's on top of his body. He's in really good condition. He's doing full training, full contact. And it's really exciting for him this year.
Zach, do you know every player's name that you're training with?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because how many new blokes have you got? You got 17, is it?
Yeah, 16, 17 new guys. Yeah, it took a little bit of getting used to, but I've kind of got my head around it now.
Well done. It's it's a big year for the Blues. Many critics are expecting Carlton to be down near the bottom. It's a message for your fans that that have been pretty loyal and stood by her the last few years, in particular when it's been tough.
Yeah, and that's a kind of a typical trademark of our supporters. They have stuck by us when we weren't given the money reasons to do that. And we've just ticked over, I think, 25,000 in membership, which is a record for this time of year. So, they know how much it means to us and how much the players are hurting from last year. And if I could just say anything to them, it would be stick by us because we are going to climb.
Hey, Zach, last one. Shane Mumford, he's not happy about the interchange cap. It's been reduced from 120 to 90. How's it going to impact you as players, do you think, next year, 2016?
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to impact, I guess, the midfielders perhaps more than anybody else. I don't think it'll impact it certainly won't impact me too much, but it does feel a little bit like if it's not broke, you know, you don't need to fix it, so... I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it too much. I don't think it's going to be a massive issue. I think we'll kind of forget about it after a little while, but I'm not entirely sure if it was necessary. But yeah,
will it be a better game, Zach? That's the bottom line. I think that's the change has been made to improve the game. From what you understand, the way the game's played, will it be a better game in 2016?
I don't think it'll be a significant change. But then again, I thought the game was pretty good the way it was.
Yeah, so do I. I love it. There's a few others who are not happy with the way it looks at the moment, and we understand why. We understand why, but I still love the game. Hey, Zach, good luck next year, 2016.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Zach Tuohy there, Carlton defender. Now, Carlton, like Zach was saying, has hit a membership milestone, reaching 25,000 members by December the 1st for the first time in the club's history. That is enormous. Well done to everybody who signed up. You can join them on the journey and be bound by blue. Sign up for membership. Call 1300 Carlton or visit membership.com. I'll start again. membership.carltonfc.com.au.